Tenali Bali.
It's time for a story. A time where we can journey to many places and meet different faces.
Ozza and the Great Hungry Python by Anne Walton. Ozza the otter had a nest hidden away in the tall reeds at the edge of the river. She had two new cubs in her nest. They were so young that their eyes were not yet open, and they had no teeth. Ozza spent most of her time curled around them, feeding them and keeping them warm. Her milk was rich, and the cubs were growing into strong little otters. But Ozza was so busy looking after them that she had hardly any time to look for food for herself. Early one morning, just before the sun was up, Ozza woke up feeling very hungry. She decided to leave her cubs for a short while to go fishing in the rock pools on the beach, which was a little way down the river.
"I won't be long, and I won't be far away,"
Ozza told her cubs as she gave them a quick wash with her tongue. Then she left the muddy reeds and slipped into the water. Ozza swam fast down the river. When she got to the beach, she ran across the sand to her favorite rock pool. Noha, the great python, knew that Ozza had left her nest. His flicking tongue told him so. He was Ozza's great enemy.
"So,"
he hissed,
"you've left your new cubs, have you, Ozza? And now they are all alone."
Kiromang, the busy honey badger, was out looking for honey when she stopped in her tracks. She saw Noha going down the riverbank towards Ozza's nest.
"You miserable snake,"
she growled loudly.
"Don't you dare go near those cubs."
If there was one creature who frightened Noha, it was Kiromang. She was a fierce fighter, and if she'd lost her temper, she might attack him.
"Well, I was just thinking that Ozza is a careless mother. She shouldn't leave those cubs alone. Don't you agree?"
"She has to eat sometimes. Go away. We'll be glad to be rid of you,"
growled Kiromang and hurried off.
"I'm glad to be rid of you,"
hissed the snake.
"What a nice meal a juicy little otter cub will make,"
thought the snake as he slunk slowly and quietly along towards Ozza's nest. When Ozza reached the rock pool, she saw that it was full of starfish, limpets and crabs. A little octopus stretched out its eight arms looking for food at the bottom of the pool. Small silverfish darted in and out from under rocks in the shallow seawater, playing hide and seek in the green and orange grasses.
"What a wonderful place this is,"
thought Ozza and dived into the pool. She scooped up a big crab with her front paws, then climbed out of the water and cracked the crab's shell on a rock. She ate the crab, shell and all.
"Now I must get back to my cubs."
Ozza made her way back to the river. The sun danced like silver sequins on the water. Ozza dived in and swam back up the reeds that hid her cubs. But just as she climbed out of the water, she heard their frightened news. She knew they were in danger. Ozza hurried as fast as she could. When she got home, there, almost at the entrance to her nest, was Noha. Ozza growled at the snake. Even though she was afraid of him, even though he could kill her, Oza raced towards her nest, hoping to block Noah's way to her cubs.
Well, dear Oza.
Noah hissed as he slithered closer.
If I can't have your cubs, then I will have you.
Help! Help! Somebody help me, please!
Oza tried to bite Noah, but the great snake was already winding himself around her. She could feel the python squeezing the life out of her. And then, just when she could hardly breathe, Noah's great coils suddenly began to unwind. His long body waved about in the air and he cried out in pain. Kiromang had seen Noah and now she was attacking him. From the entrance to her nest, Oza watched the terrible battle.
I told you to stay away!
Snarled Kiromang as she bit into Noah's tail. The python tried to wrap himself around her, but he couldn't get a grip on the angry badger.
Don't even think of trying that on me! Go! Go!
She roared as she bit him again.
Okay, I'm going.
The great python slunk away. His poor tail was raw and rugged. Oza came out of her nest.
Thank you, Kiromang. You saved our lives.
I'm just glad I got here in time. You know you can always call whenever you need me, Oza. I was looking for honey when I heard your cry, but I must get back to the beehive now. Goodbye.
And the busy badger hurried off.
Goodbye, Kiromang.
Then Oza went into her cubs. She licked them to comfort them. When they had settled down, the brave otter offered her cubs a warm, delicious milk. And as they drank it, Oza thought about how grateful she was for Kiromang's kindness.
And so we come to the end of Nali Bali, told by Sindiwe Magona with Diane Simpson and Leon Fisser, produced by Vian Fenter. Did you know, reading and telling stories to children at home can help them become better learners at school? Stories also show children how different characters deal with challenges in everyday life. If you would like more stories to read to children, or for your children to enjoy on their own, visit www.nalibali.mobi on your cell phone, where you will find stories in various languages for free. You'll also find tips for reading and sharing stories with children to grow their potential. Look out for the Nali Bali newspaper supplement with great stories and activities available in major newspapers. You can also find Nali Bali on Facebook. Story Power. Bring it home.